Okay, hi everybody. This is Toni Queston, Seeing Beneath the Surface with Peter Eldridge. We have another show this week, and it's always somebody very interesting. That's why I love doing this. Tonight, we have a guest that I have not met, and but I've heard some things about him. I had a brief conversation with him. His name is Lang Thomas, and he seems to have something that's very, I think, apropos to our times right now, in that it's a different, for me, it's a completely different type of technology that actually is contributory to wellness. I can't wait to hear more about his product and what he does. Lang, welcome to the show. Peter, hey, how you doing? Haven't talked to you for a little while. How you doing, Pete?
Yeah, I'm doing fantastic, and thank you, Toni, for the intro, and thank you, Lang, who is our guest, Lang Thomas, for being here and talking about network marketing and, you know, some misconceptions and things like that for episode 22, Seek Beneath the Surface. So I am ready to go, guys. So, yeah, I guess I'll start things off. It's the general question that probably everyone's asking when the show started is what is network marketing? Can you give us kind of just a quick rundown, Lang? Just something kind of short, sweet for everyone to understand.
Yeah, you know, network marketing is basically just, in the simplistic definition, networking obviously is networking or communicating with people. And marketing just means you are marketing to people through word of mouth. So when you have a valuable product, you network with people about what that product is. So literally just taking a product, networking with people, and marketing it at the same time.
Awesome. Yeah, most definitely. Because in today's world, as we noticed, you know, you and I, as well as Toni, as well as our many different listeners who are listening to us, you know, through the internet and through their different devices, you know, the network is, or I mean, the world is changing where the ability to, you know, instead of like having advertisements or things like that, we're becoming more and more connected. There's just so many, much more possibilities to directly connect with each other that being able to like share about a product or talk about a product to someone is a lot more easier than, you know, in my opinion, than putting out ads, you know, because that's the differentiating between ad marketing and then network marketing is that the idea is that the other way you would be putting out ads. And I think that in a lot of ways, having that personal approach and these days getting more and more connected technologically, there's just more opportunities out there for, you know, entrepreneurs and business owners and fantastic products.
It is. And that's a good point. You know, it's because really the credibility comes from the people. I mean, you know, ads that cost lots of money to produce and put out. But when you bring a friend that values the product, that shares another friend, that shares another friend, it's kind of that old commercial of and so on and so on and so on.
Yeah.
You reach thousands, tens of thousands, millions of people through just people talking with people about a good product. And we do this every day. You know, we do it with places we like to eat, you know, theaters we like to go to, shops we like to shop at. This is no different. And so you bring a higher value to these places when you have credible people that have had results with a product, service, or whatever, sharing it with their good friends. It's a much faster way. In fact, in the advertising arena, they'll tell you one of the leading ways to build a business is word of mouth. And that's exactly what network marketing is.
Yeah, I know that I was in advertising, in the field of advertising, for the first part of my adult life when I first finished undergraduate school a number of decades ago, actually. And I just remember that I learned as I switched from the technical side of things, was for me in that time, it was basically crunching some numbers, being creative with how I use them, into selling advertising. I learned very quickly that one of the best forms of advertising, even though I was a print media specialist, one of the best forms of advertising I've found to this day, as now that I'm an artistic entrepreneur, is the business card and the handshake. There's something very impactful about that, and now it's done in a way that's more virtual. But it's interesting. You can actually get a little bit of that soft and fuzzy thing if you really are somewhat savvy about marketing. What do you think about that in terms of marketing, you know, what you're doing right now, Lang?
Yeah, and that's a good point. And so, you know, the great thing about the way it works in the world today is with this kind of business, if you have just a little bit of credibility and understand a little bit of social marketing or the mm-hmm. internet, how it's used, you literally can share a viable product and business across the globe overnight.
Yeah.
So old school ways, kind of like what you talked about and even what I've been around 30 years ago, is the old belly-to-belly, face-to-face, I have to be in front of you to try to, you know, explain everything. And nowadays, there's so much information that's sent across, you know, the airways of the internet and social media and marketing that we literally don't have to travel to Australia and Germany and the UK and Japan and Canada for people to be face-to-face and learn about the new information and products and services. So,
right.
So it's powerful that what we have, if you utilize the strengths of social media, that you can explain your product and service throughout the globe and literally work from home. I mean, truly a home-based business. So
yeah.
That's the power of what we have in this industry with today's technology.
It's so true because the, you know, as we continue to advance, we're able to reach more people, you know, in the sense of like being face to face. I mean, all we need to do is do like Skype or a phone call or things like that, you know, and
yes.
Boom, there we are, you know, and we're talking to someone across the globe that, which back in the day, we wouldn't be able to travel there ourselves. But, you know, this one of the major things, like particularly for this, and I've definitely heard mixed things, is people are saying, you know, like for network marketing and things like that, that they go into it and they look at it and they see it as an ability to get money quick and not have to work a lot. Let me tell you guys, is you never get everything for doing nothing. You always have to do effort no matter what it is, particularly network
Correct.
Marketing, I think, is actually a little bit more stressful, if not, you know, more, you know, something you have to work towards more, because what you're doing is instead of you just putting a generalistic ad out there or a generalistic video, this is like you or someone who is working with you, putting themselves specifically on the line, talking to someone, whether it be face-to-face, through email, Skype, whatever it is. And I want to take the misconception away that, you know, it's not an easy job, and, you know, it's not one of those get-quick, you know, get-rich-quick kind of things or anything like that. It takes real effort. It takes real passion. And, you know, in this day and age, although we're more connected to each other, you know, with technology, the internet, things like that, there's a lot of effort that needs to be put into it. And the major thing is that you have to have a passion for what you're doing for a business. Otherwise, you're going to fail before you even start, to be honest.
Yeah, that's totally correct, Peter, for sure. You know, because networking is a great business, and it's very viable. It's very valued. In fact, what's sad is it's more valued as a career in many other countries but the USA. This is a free enterprise. You can start at almost a low-cost, no-cost startup and build a business worldwide, globally, over just a couple of years.
Mm-hmm,
and people
yeah.
just don't see the value because they're so entitled that they want it tomorrow. You know, the only way to know, I really had to make an analogy about this is, you know, so yeah, you can get into a lot of companies for a few $100s. Okay. And then in 60 days, you're like, you know, this just kind of isn't my thing. I quit. Well, let me tell you something. There are tens of thousands of people buying franchises across the globe, from McDonald's to you know, Anytime Fitness to, you know, different restaurants that are buying these franchises around the globe. And you know what? In 60 days, you know, they have $1 million, $2 million over their head. They don't get to say, you know what? This really just isn't working out. I quit. So it's funny how we'll treat this kind of business that has more value and actually can be built globally and make wealth beyond people's belief, but they treat it just as much as they put into it, a few hundred dollars. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I've watched this over 30 years, and I'm amazed at how people, you know, you'll go and you'll get a McDonald's franchise for $1 million, $2 million. You're going to work 150 hours a week. You will not make your money back for, you won't actually get a true salary for probably over 7 years. And you're going to kill yourself to make sure that thing is successful. So,
well, it's just having the money to buy it. It's very expensive to buy.
Exactly, right?
Very expensive.
Due to today and the way that network marketing works is you can pick many options and companies and build it from home for a few hundred dollars. It's not a lot to get involved. There's a great tax advantages. There's huge opportunity. You know, we are free enterprise. Again, it's amazing how we treat it so simplistic, but the other countries around the globe will work at this to make millions a year in money. So I'm amazed. I've been blessed to be around it and in it and understand it, watch it, to see the value in it. And that there's no bigger opportunity. And you know what the great thing is? You know, while I'm building it and I'm progressing and I'm building a career in it, it's also a legacy. Because the great thing is whatever I do in my lifetime, I get to will it on to my kids. So even though I pass away, whatever income I built, they will keep paying my kids as though I'm still alive today. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Tony.
Do you find I just want to clarify a couple of things, and because I wasn't really clear on your business. Can you make a differentiation between network marketing and multi-level marketing? Is it different? Is it the same?
I will say this. That's a good point to say. So network marketing, and you'll hear the terminology direct sales, are very similar but different. Because here's the thing is, in direct sales, you have to constantly be selling to make money. Okay, so there's nothing wrong with that. That's like kind of corporate America. Nothing wrong. So, but in network marketing, it's no different than if you look at some of the situations in the world today of people selling, whether it be insurance, whether it be something similar. Is I get overrides if I build a team, and I build a consumer base, I get percentages of overrides throughout that. No different.
Right. So it's like it is multi-level. It's multi-level marketing, sounds like, MLM. I am somewhat familiar. I've never been successful with it. But tell me more.
Okay, sure. So let's make another analogy, because I like to clarify this, because I want people to really understand it. So people want to say, and I love it when I say this because it just cracks me up, because they just don't know what they don't know. That's all it is. It's not anything else, but they don't know what they don't know. So they say, oh, this is one of those pyramid schemes. Okay? Okay, let's define that, because you want to bring that to pyramid scheme. Okay, so every corporate business in the world is designed as a pyramid, starting with the government. I mean, you only have one president, right? If we had multiple presidents, what would happen? They'd never agree.
There's a hierarchy. There's a hierarchy, and then there's a support base underneath it.
Right. So if you took General Motors, let's go to a real corporate company, and they had the CEO, and then they break it down to that they have regional directors in different parts of the country and different cities, and they have regional managers, and they have all the way down to the warehouse people. So if you don't have the warehouse people, the money cannot keep flowing up. Because if they go on strike, how long can they keep paying everybody up? They can't. Because nobody's producing. So so there is a hierarchy about how it's made, and it has to be that way. It's the only way it works. I mean, every corporation in America by design is a pyramid, all the way from the CEO down to the salespeople that are out there, like, literally on the streets, you know, knocking on doors. Doesn't matter what business it is. So here's the difference, though. Here's the difference. So so I can be that same guy that starts with network marketing. I seemingly am at the bottom. I just got started. But it is my own business, and I get to build it however I want. The more effort I put in, the more I get out of it. But here's the cool thing is, somebody that brought me on board saw an opportunity, shared with me, and I said, man, I can see this thing. I can do this. And even though I'm on their team, I can make more money than them. Because if I have a bigger credibility, and I believe in this product and company more than they do, and I go out and just build, I might make $100,000 a year, and then I make only $10,000 a year.
Right.
It is a fair compensation. It pays the people that work, but the person that brought you in does not ever make more money than you. I don't care what anybody thinks, believes. If you study this, I understand this. I've been around for 30 years. Just because you're above somebody doesn't mean you get paid off of everything you do. No. No. You know, it doesn't work like that. So, and the difference is, like, when I'm working in networking and I bring people into a company and I work to help them build is because I know everything that I do to help their success indirectly benefits me. I don't care if they're better than me. Everything I do to benefit them indirectly helps me. I want their success. If you go into corporate America and you get hired for a job in sales and they teach you and train you, after a month or two, they say, good luck, go to it. And if you don't make enough sales, they fire you. And you don't see the manager or whoever hired you on saying, hey, you know what? I want to go out there and help your success. I'm going to go out there and make these sales, and I'm not going to take the commissions. It's going to be you. I'm going to help you do these sales, and you get paid. Nobody does that. But we do.
It's interesting with the network marketing, and the differences is that every person that's involved in that network or that company for the network marketing companies, the multi-level marketing companies, I'll say in a positive note that every single person within that network is in their own business for themselves.
Exactly.
Every single person.
Correct.
That I understand. I have a sort of an understanding of this. I have an opinion of it. I won't get into it that much, but every single person within that network is in their own business, so they have to work their own business. But I know personally that when I worked for a company some years ago, and I was in sales after getting off of the sort of I changed one part of the business to another part of the business. I was in sales because I was in a position where I, single woman, I really needed to make more money. You know, that becomes, and I was in sales after getting off of the sort of, I changed one part of the business to another part of the business. I was in sales because I was in a position where I, single woman, I really needed to make more money. You know, that becomes suddenly single, divorced the whole bit. And I saw very quickly that if I were to go on the sales, I'll say, without having an opinion about MLM, okay, the difference is when I was working for the corporation, when I started to make commissions and I was making more than the people above me, my boss, then I was really pushed out of that company.
Yes.
Because that can't, you can't do that.
Right.
You know, that's
right.
The difference between being an employee. And also the other thing is that you're getting insurance or whatever, you know, for the company. For health and all that stuff, but it's not really, it's sort of frowned upon, you know, when you're making more money by your boss, when you're making more money than your boss, you know, even though you're being pushed and pushed and pushed to sell for the corporation. I thought that was a very interesting thing, and I started thinking more independently about my work, you know, at a certain point in my career, you know, and MLM was one of those things I've explored a few times. I see that, I'll say, I don't want to take over. I'm not trying to take over the interview, but I just remember some years ago, because I know quite a bit about MLM. I know some years ago, I just remember there was a company that said, and they sell a lot of product now, and I was feeling you're with that company, Lang, but you know, so you sound like you're doing well. But I remember this company said, they would say, well, in by the year 2025, and I think it was even before that, I think it was actually in the 20th century. I don't remember the year, but I remember it was like at least two decades after when I had become familiar with this company. They said mm-hmm. that everybody is going to be in their own business because that is right. the prediction for the world order. And the reason would be is that it would be a necessity that even if you do have a job, whether it be full-time, part-time, or whatever, but even if you do have a job and you're working for someone else, you will be in your own business out of necessity at some point.
Right.
You know this, right?
I do. Yeah. You know, and as of probably even almost 10 years ago, the statistics were 175,000 people a week join home-based businesses.
Yeah.
That's how much people want free enterprise and to make money for themselves. Yes.
We don't have a choice. If we want to do well, this is what we have to do.
Right. And it's easier to do that than go punch a second time clock and have no time for your family, no time to spend at home, no time to enjoy just life in general. So what do? You look for a home-based business. And that's the other thing that my colleague, business partner, and I are going to be talking about on some social media that we have is really how to analyze and research to know if you have a truly home-based business. And I don't know if really that's the part of the show to get to, but that's something I definitely want to get to in explaining to people so they understand the differences of things that are out there that say they're home-based but not really home-based. But they kind of entice you in from it. So because I want people to be cautious. I don't want people to get caught up in scams because they don't know.
Yeah.
You really need to talk to somebody that has been in this industry around it for a long time
mm-hmm.
to know what can work depending on the person and their personality and how you can help them build that. And so I've been blessed. You know, my dad, I'll give you a little bit of background and parents. My dad was a corporate American guy for 30 years, 10 years in steel, 20 years of power transmission, became a president of a $50 million a year company out of Dallas. And unfortunately, in the back of the savings and loan days, a company came in, did a leverage buyout, and stripped the company of its assets and filed bankruptcy after a year. So my dad had everything he dreamed of after 30 years, but he had it for 1 year. So he was driven into network marketing. And by the grace of God, it was a godsend to him. My mom and dad were able to work together and retire over the last 25 years, 30 years, doing that together in network marketing.
They did it together as a family. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, so it was an incredible thing. I learned so much from my dad from corporate America to understanding the networking industry that it has blessed me and trained me a lot of ways just in life. And so I want to build something I can leave a legacy behind to leave my kids for their future and their, you know, their kids and on to their grandkids. So that's why I'm so passionate about this industry, for what it can reward you with some hard work. And nowadays, like Peter, like you said, is the great thing is put in hard work, but now if you find the right company, it's truly home based and you understand internet marketing or social media like you guys do, you can build this worldwide from home.
Yeah.
So it's powerful.
And you know, and the important thing I want to put in there too is because believe me when I say this, I've had the experience of, you know, the traditional, you know, example idea of like a 9-to-5 job, although I haven't had a 9-to-5 technicality speaking. But anyways, what I mean is that I've had the job where you go into a certain place in an organization and you have a routine and you have, you know, you have a sense of requirements. Requirements not quite the word that I'm thinking of, but basically the idea is that you are being told you have a track to follow, so to speak, and that's kind of how you have to follow that track, and then once your day is done, you can check out and go home. Versus when you're doing like a home-based business or you're working from home or you're creating your own business, one of the major things that is a massive struggle for everyone is that, you know, is having the, not only the freedom to create a business, but the freedom of around working with your business. So like being able to be at home is a freedom that a lot of people can deal with, and a lot of people have a hard time, if they continue doing the business, might be having a hard time at the beginning. At least that's what I found, because like when I was starting to work more so at home and working remotely for different people and things, it was a little bit difficult for me. You'd be so drawn and distracted to doing other things. You'd have to like, you know, you have to set your time for this and set your time for that. Throughout the years, it's definitely gotten a lot better. I've definitely got my priorities straight, my time, and making sure I have time for my family and then time for my business. And that's the important thing, is making sure not only do you have time for, you know, time for you and time for your business, but time for your family. Because, I mean, like you said, I mean, if you have kids, you have family, you know, you have loved ones. I mean, you don't want to miss years. You don't want to miss special moments, important dates, things like that. So why not create something around yourself? But to do that, it also has to be understood that it is going to take a lot of, you know, self-control and a lot of dedication. But if you can do it, if you can, you know, say to yourself, you know, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to learn how to, you know, be more self-restrained to focusing on my work at these specific times and then having like family and free time at these times, you can do it. Because I can definitely say that, like, with me, it took me a little bit of time to, you know, get a flow going. But I know a lot of other people that I've worked with, you know, they tried working from home and it just didn't work because there wasn't a, so to speak, a set framework or a set track for them.
Exactly. A framework, and a business plan. A business plan, and it's you have to have the discipline to stay within it. The thing that's good about most multi-level marketing companies, you know, I don't subscribe to one at this time. I'm doing my own thing. But one thing that I can say positive about it is that the business plan is already written for you. It's already, the framework is set. It's like you can just drop in there and do what the plan calls for. Is what you would do in your own business plan as well. You have to follow it in order to make it work. You have to assume that you have confidence in your business plan and then implement it. And, you know, if something goes wrong, you have to slip right back into the plan. With MLM, with network marketing, the plan is there. It's almost like a plug
right.
and play. Just follow it. And a lot of people do well if they do it that way. A lot of people can only do it that way. But thank goodness it's there, right?
Yeah, so now I'm just going to feed off of that. So, you know, that's a great thing is, you know, I'm definitely here to just, you know, put in a plug about the opportunity that we're marketing. And that's the whole thing. I mean, I have my business partner. We love what we do. You know, we've got our own business we're building due to certain reasons. But our goal, obviously, is to be trainers and coaches to help people understand the network marketing industry and what to look for. You know, I mean, we have our Facebook page, and we're putting on new content of how to analyze and research different network marketing companies, what is a true home-based business. And we're kind of going to get to the goods and bads, the pros and cons of it. We're going to be honest about it. You know, we've been through it. So, you know, so my goal is just to do the best I can to educate people on the industry. It is a really good, powerful industry to really sink your teeth in if you understand it. You know, you have to understand what to look for, what to research. Don't just go by your friend on the street and say, oh, my God, you can make a lot of money with this. You need to do it with me. Well, you know, do more than that. I mean, this is like corporate America. There is great companies for you, but do your research. You know, every network marketing company pays. Just some are a whole lot harder to make money than others. And do your due diligence to know and research how many competitors are you going to have.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Who are you competing against? What is it going to take? I mean, you know, it doesn't mean that don't go into that field you love, But you better understand it and know what you're getting into before you do, so you'll get hit right square in the face.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's not the network marketing company that made you fail. It's you that made you fail. So don't blame companies. Don't blame network marketing. I get tired of hearing that. You know, it's nobody is to blame but you. If you didn't do enough research, you jumped in and it didn't really work for you. Why did it not work? Was it really the company or was it really you? You know, what was it? Did you jump in because somebody enticed you and it was exciting and there was millions of dollars to make tomorrow, which doesn't happen. It's a lottery ticket. Okay. Why did you go to that company? You know, did you really research it and look at it? So network marketing, I will say this. It can give you really good extra money, even part-time.
Yeah.
You know, working it. So, but I will say this, network marketing, the whole industry and all the companies on the globe that are network marketing have made more millionaires than any other industry in the world. You can fact me on that. So
I know that this is true. I think that you're right about that. I believe that you are. I know a lot about it and because it's been around for years. I know that I had a friend. She passed away about a year and a half ago. It was very sad, but she was an attorney. She was a lawyer, and she was real, real bright. She was always bright. We were little kids together, my oldest, dearest friend. She was a lawyer, but she had a problem with test taking. So she was able to get through law school with very good grades and all that kind of stuff. She did well, and she had a law degree, but she could not pass the bar. She just couldn't seem to take that test. And she would try over and over again. And they would charge her, from what I understand, something like $1,100 every time to take the test, the New York bar. And they say it was difficult. And she never passed it. But what she did, which I always thought was really, I respected her for this. She was very knowledgeable about a lot of things, but she was a very good lawyer and a very good, law school graduate, I'll say. She was working for government. She decided, she latched on to this MLM, selling low-cost legal services. Now, she wasn't practicing law, but she was able to help people that did not have a lot of money and couldn't afford to have some lawyer, charge them $350 to write a letter. This company would write you two letters per case. You pay them like you pay an insurance company. And every time she sold someone into this particular MLM or just into the service, she would make an instant, very fast, very generous commission. And anybody that did it could get that. And I always respected the fact that she was humble enough to do something that she could help, which would help people. Her aspiration was to help people with her law degree. To pass the bar so she could practice law to help them, but she never got there. But she was able to sell someone a package where they'd pay like $15 a month or something. If something ever went wrong, you know, you could even use the company for your business. And she just made the money. And it seemed like it was the most sensible one I had seen. But what she did is she took her passion and she found a company that would address that, you know. So I respect it, and I think it's like I said, the thing. I'm not an advocate of any particular business plan or model, but what I can say about MLM on the positive is that the business plan is already written. So I know in my business, I have to write a business plan. I have to write a business plan all the time. I don't mind it. I'm lucky that I have a wherewithal. I can do these things, but most people don't. You know. They can't do this. They don't know what to do. They have to be instructed on it, and there are people out there that volunteer to help. But if they need to go into a business right away, business plan is already there. You just go and you pay whatever you have to pay to get in, and you just do it. So I have respect for it in that respect.
Exactly. You know, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Tony. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, you know, and one of the major things, because, like, you were definitely talking about, like, you know, taking the passion and putting it into, you know, a particular business. And this is something that I can definitely test myself for the not only network marketing but for other opportunities I have, is, like, every person out there has had their own life and their own track that they've been going on ever since they were born, right? They have this profound view of products or services or businesses, whatever it is, right? So, like, let's say if you're going into the technology field, for instance, right? And you say, there's tons of technology people who are selling, right? So I got, like, tons of competition and things like that, right? And this is the mindset that a lot of people have. To be honest, there actually isn't competition. Here's why. Is because a lot of people think that they're too average. And I always think that as a person who only knows about their own personal experiences in their life and only, knows about, like, some things that their friends have gone through, that the majority haven't, things like that, you already have skills and niches and of course, passions that set you apart from, what you would be considering yourself to be generalistic like everyone else. So instead of being like a seller of technology, you would be like, for instance, like in my instance, I help people with blindness visual impairment. Why? Because I have those unique experiences to pull off of. Someone else may do it because of, some other thing that they happen to be going over. Maybe it's life experiences, whatever it is, but you can pull from those experiences and connect with people when you're putting you or your business on the line in person. And I think that's a great thing to understand, is because a lot of people have the mindset where they think, well, I'm just another person who's selling technology. No, you're not. You are an incredibly unique person. You just got to see it in yourself. And I think that a lot of people are looking for this profound secret, because if they think that there's some sort of hidden secret, it's not a hidden secret. It's just that you have to take a good look at yourself and understand how unique and how awesome you are and how the opportunities and the background that you have can create unique opportunities for you.
Peter, thank you for saying that, because let me, just so I can tell people kind of who I am as well, as, my parents made millions in network marketing, and over all the years I have too. But here's the thing that's funny, not in a comedic way, but like what you said is, I came out of high school. I wasn't really a college guy. Schooling wasn't my thing. I started a few times. I basically pulled out several times from even junior college. I went on to become a personal trainer, fitness trainer in the early 90s. And, I was like, okay, I don't have a degree. I'll be I love personal training. I'll be lucky if maybe I get up to a $60,000 a year income, if be without a college degree. So got into network marketing, and in my second year made over $100,000 a year residual. And I said, wow, it's not just about whether you have a degree, which is great to have, is it's really what's inside of you as a person. So degree does help, but it doesn't matter. If you have a degree and you don't have any depth and initiative, it doesn't make any difference. It really doesn't. You can pay $100,000 for a degree and have no initiative and never get a job that you want. I had depth in me and a soul that I wanted more than just what was out there in the world. I wasn't going to accept what came into my space. I wanted a better life, and I didn't care what it took, no matter how hard I had to work. So I don't have a college degree. My dad didn't have a college degree, So, at the time, which was kind of not really a funny, but my brother, I have one older brother, he got a degree. He became a pilot in the airlines, for American Airlines. I made more money than he did.
I mean, if you want to equate it to money, that is definitely something that's a very, very valid thing to do. And I think that a lot of people do. I know from my particular background, it was very, my family pushed, my grandparents pushed their children, their parents pushed them to get as much education as they can. And being minorities and being African-American in the United States, you weren't going anywhere if you didn't have a degree, all right? I don't care what you did, because no one would ever validate you for anything if you didn't have education. That was the ticket out of poverty. So I would never discourage anybody from doing that.
No,
I think it's, I think it's wonderful when people do things without having college degrees. I don't want to be elitist about it, but I want to say that anybody that's listening to me, they know I'm an educator. I'm going to tell them any opportunity you have to get formal education, you know, I don't care who pays for it. I paid for my own undergrad degree. I paid for that myself by paying back loans. But I wouldn't have gone anywhere without having my education. My mother wouldn't have gone anywhere without her education. She died very young, but she died with an education. You know, I'm just saying that I respect people whether they have it or not. But I'm just thinking that in terms of being able to be successful on this planet, I think that for some people, for many people, education, especially for women, I'll say, education is a ticket to freedom. For African Americans in the United States, education was our ticket to freedom, when somebody would sneak and teach us to read. So I'm not going to put that down. What I will say, though, about network marketing is that it is a plug-and-play. And then to do that plug-and-play business on your own, to make your own business that way, takes a lot of work and a lot of thinking and a lot of racking your brain and also a lot of sweat and toil, sweat equity into your own thing. But with MLM, the business plan is there, and it's there for you. You can just waltz right into it, follow that plan, and you're in your own business. And I think that's the beautiful thing about network marketing.
Right. Yeah, Tony, I agree. You know, I never put down education. It's a great thing. You know, but just some people like myself, I just wasn't made for it. I didn't disagree with it. I didn't, it's not that I didn't like it.
No, you're very, very intelligent. And I'll say that not everybody's supposed to get a college degree, but it's nice to get like a trade, you know, something about technology. That's just as valid.
I agree. And, you know, I'll tell you this, just so you know, kind of a little bit on my, you know, I have an 18-year-old daughter that's in high school getting her cosmetology license while she's in high school.
Good for
her.
Yeah.
She still wants to go on and into college, but she has an incredible trade that is a huge value because that industry is moving and shaking. Oh, my. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
My mother owned a hairdresser, owned a beauty parlor, and she worked in that. It's a lot of money, a lot.
There is, because
plan.
There's so many new trends that, you know, there's microblading, there's hair weaves, there's eyelash extensions, there's, I mean, there's so many aspects of that I'm like, you go, girl, get after it, you know?
And even for women that are on chemotherapy, you can go and you can help these women feel like they're human again.
Yeah.
You know, like feel like they're a woman again.
I love that. I want people to find their passion no matter what it is. I am always about people finding who they are, finding what they love, because when you do what you love, you'll be successful. My own little, you know, one line saying is, you know, I do what I love and I love what I do. And And it just creates your person and who you are. And everybody in life, I know this one thing is, there's been plenty of surveys taken, and the number one answer is, I want to be a part of something bigger. You know, I want to impact society. And it can be multitudes of things, but they want to be a part of something bigger. You know, I love that. My whole goal in life is to coach and train and help people discover, who do you want to be? What do you want to do? It doesn't have to be network marketing. That's just what I chose. I love it. You know,
right? And there's companies. There are companies out there that will feed any passion. They're there.
Right.
You know.
Right.
There's one company I'm thinking that they have so many different products. They've expanded so much. You could just sell that one product if that's what your passion is.
Right. So network marketing is like corporate America. You get to choose whatever you want. What I'm saying, what the content is about is, be careful what you choose in network marketing. It is a great business. There is a lot to be able to enjoy out of it in passions, but you need to be a little bit coach and trained so you know kind of what to look for, you know? And
exactly.
And that's why myself and my business colleague, Jason Sloan, you know, we do have a Facebook page. I don't really want to put a plug in, but we're going to get into content of understanding network marketing. We're going to try to evaluate companies. We want you to understand how to analyze and research. And because if you're putting your life on the line and you're putting your credibility, your name on the line, and you're putting your energy on the line, we want to make sure that you've done your homework.
Yeah.
And when you go in, you can go in 110% and give it everything you got. You know,
and the investment's not huge in most cases. It's affordable.
I've never seen an investment above $500 that was a company that really could stand behind their products and their compensation plan and the value of their company. So, our Facebook page is Network Marketing Pros. You can go like us. You can watch our content. Network Marketing Pros.
Okay.
Yep, Network Marketing Pros. And we're going to try to give really valuable content on just the industry. I don't, it's not about what I do and my business partner got together. It's about that you do what you want to do. But just make sure you got you're educated the right way to analyze companies. It's no different than corporate America. If you're going to go work for a company, you look at, how do they value me? What is their proposition? What is
right.
their comp plan? What can my future be? What are the requirements? What are the stipulations? It's not anything different than what you would evaluate if you went to a corporate America company. So you just need to know how to look at that,
Mm-hmm.
So I love the industry. I love corporate America. Incredible companies out there. People have put 401ks that have made their wealth off of corporate America companies.
Mm-hmm.
And actually some network marketing companies that are obviously, that are into the stock realm that are open to the public to buy into that have made people millions of dollars. So everything's great. You just got to feel out who you are and what you're looking for. And this may be even something we say, I do have a decent job, but I really need to make some more money. I do not have another time card to punch another clock. But if I could spend 5 hours extra a week into something else that would make me another $500,000, $2,000 a month, what would I want to be excited about that could motivate me to do that?
And the interesting thing, too, is like kind of piggybacking off of that, like what would you be interested in doing or what would be your passion? Something I would definitely recommend, because I recommend this to everyone, is that when you're looking for your passion, like let's say if you are looking to go into network marketing and you're trying to figure out, what's going to be the best for me? What is the best thing that I can go out and say, you may not be an expert about it or you could be an expert about it, but like what is something that you would, that you would put out there with a lot of passion and a lot of effort and a lot of time. But what you want to think about though before going out and making that step is to figure out your passion is figure out something like, let's say if you took network marketing out of it and it's something that like you do on your spare time or something that just like ultimately consumes your life currently at the moment, but it doesn't currently make you money. So, like, taking, for instance, I know a lot of people who are artists, but they would love to be a full-time artist, but they're working the quote-unquote 9-to-5 job set. What happens, all of a sudden one of them's thinking of transition and they're thinking about network marketing? I mean, think of the products that they could promote being artists as themselves. I mean, depending on what art form they're doing, like for me, I do art on computers so I could promote technology. Someone else may do work on like painting or canvases or whatever. They can promote like different formats or different creations, things like that.
Yeah.
It's ultimately finding, in my opinion, when you first start out, you first try to find that one thing that encompasses you, that's your passion. It's something that you're willing to do even if there isn't money behind it. Although there's money, although money is important, this is going to be something you're going to do during the harshest days of your life, and it's something that you're going to love to do in the best days of your life.
Exactly. That's a good point. I mean,
and the home-based business is really good for people with disabilities. disabilities in general. You know, that's so important for people that have disabilities to be able to work at home and have a viable business.
Exactly. And that's one of the things we are working on the coming up with in our product, but I won't go into that. But again, you know, the thing I like about, even if you're doing well in corporate America, even if life is good, is one thing I've learned with you is, do you have a plan B?
Yeah,
so,
right.
If you don't have a plan B, and what I mean by that, so people understand, is, and it's not about I'm looking for another income that will replace what I make now. No. What I'm saying is, if you were building something on the side, you know, life is good, you're making $100,000 a year, whatever, but all of a sudden, you haven't been building anything on the side, just a little part-time, a couple hours here and there on the week, and you get sick. I mean, you get deathly sick. I mean, it takes you 4, 5, 6 months to recover.
Yeah.
How long does your company pay for your sickness and your compensation to where you're not getting from where you were really good to now almost filing bankruptcy?
Yeah.
So if you have a plan B and you have built something you can't be passionate on the side of, what if all of a sudden you go, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus, that we have been building this and it produces not a lot, but $2,000 a month that is at least with our insurance going to suffice that we will make it. We will be okay.
Right.
So it's not all about replace your income and find a new career and this and that. It's about just your family, just a plan B.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? At any moment, anybody can lose their job. Anybody can get sick and be out for months. Anything can happen. Their
mm-hmm.
child can have a devastating situation. What do you have to cover that? What do you have to cover medical bills or that couple of months you can't work? What do you have as a plan B? And unfortunately, people don't plan for that. They always say you're what? It's either 30 or 60 days away from bankruptcy if you lose your job.
What do they say? Most people are 2 paychecks away from homelessness.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So we're talking maybe
a reality.
Yeah. So again, network marketing is not just about, I want something to replace everything I'm doing. I'm tired of it. Hey, you know what? There is that too. But think about your plan B. The rainy days that you didn't think you were going to have. The rainy days that were unexpected. I get hit by them all the time. Oh, man, all the time. What if you had extra income to cover every rainy day that came your way so that the money you really did make still went to the family and all the needs you needed, and the rainy days were covered by your other plan B?
Right.
Because
it's a labor of love.
It's
family.
Right. Yes. So network marketing is not about just ultimately switching your whole lifestyle. It's also about your plan B, just to cover stuff that you don't expect.
I had a friend that did that. She's a teaching colleague, and she took up this other completely different field on the side, you know? And it was a plan B. And I think I'm not in her pocket, so I don't know everything she does, but I do know she's doing fine. She's got her pennies for her regular job, her regular teaching job, but she has this thing on the side. Interestingly, because I think she's a good person, it's a field of wellness that is her additional income, and she makes a lot of money at that. And she planned it, and she did go to school for a while and study for a while, and she experimented on some of her, I think they call them clinical, on me, you know, because I could use some of the things that she was actually doing. I won't get into exactly what she's doing it, but now she caters to a very, very, very exclusive, I would say, and a wealthy clientele. And she does this for them, and she does it for other people too. You know, and it's one of those things that's a luxury for some people, but sometimes it's a necessity for people, you know, because it is a wellness field.
Exactly.
So I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, Ryan. The plan B. And she didn't even have her family yet. Now she has a family, but she's all prepared. She already took care of that business way in advance, years in advance.
Yep. You know, and I'm a definite firm believer, you know, because I'm being the curious person that I am and the very active person I am, I always firmly believe, you know, make sure that you don't put all of your eggs in one basket, so to speak. You know, make sure you always have either a plan B or if you like working, you know, multiple different things, you know, like you have your passion and then you have another work type projects that you're working on. You know, I definitely recommend that because speaking for myself, I have multiple things that I do myself, and it's not only best not to have all your eggs in one basket for those exact reasons of having a plan A and a plan B, but also if you think about it, if you have two opportunities, that's twice the amount of, you know, opportunities and future capabilities that you might have as either a business or as a person. So that's always been my thoughts as well. And it also gives you twice the opportunity, you know, to, you know, either learn about different subjects or maybe twice the amount of opportunity to learn about, you know, let's say if you're doing art on two different people's projects, you know, it gives you twice the ability to learn about different aspects of art possibly that you may not know of. So it's really interesting. I can definitely agree to that. But we are running short on time. I do apologize. where can we find you, Ling? You know, your Facebook page, and then you know, I have to get you on the Twitter.
We are on Twitter. Same thing, Network Marketing Pros. So we're on Twitter.
Oh, you are, okay.
We're on Facebook. Yep, Network Marketing Pros on Facebook. Please come to us and like us, and you'll be able to get our content. And believe me, I promise you, it'll be very educational. And we just want to educate people on the industry. And so obviously people will be able to ask questions and send us, you know, things of information or being coached or trained. But, yes, so Twitter, Network Marketing Pros, on Facebook, Network Marketing Pros.
Awesome. And where can we find you, Tony? Where is your best place to check you out at?
Well, as anyone who knows me at this point, I hang out on LinkedIn.com. And I've written a number of articles pertaining to business and culture and education on LinkedIn. You just Google me or just search me on LinkedIn. Look for Tony Quest, that's TONIQUEST, and you'll find me there. I'm on Twitter at TeachYouTalker. I also have a Facebook page. But I hang out on LinkedIn. And should go and check out read some of my articles. Some people write a lot, and I'm one of them. I probably have about 104 articles I've written for LinkedIn. So check me out over there. That's where I like to be. That's where you'll find me more often than not.
Fantastic,
and I'll check you,
guys.
And I'll check Lang out at Network Marketing Pros on Facebook. I'll definitely go and check you out there, Lang. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Tony, are you, which one are you on Facebook right now? I want to make sure I plug you in here.
It's just under Tony Quest, and this is my name. You'll find me also on Peter's page at Seeing Beneath the Surface. I have two pages, and I have my own page, and I have one that I share with Peter. So my page is just under Tony Quest. You'll see me a couple times around there. I don't know what they...
I do see you, and I'm adding you as a friend right now.
Oh,
thank you.
Wow. I'm going to go in and do the same. I'll send you right back. A very interesting conversation. Gave me a lot of food for thought.
Yeah, thank you, too. I've learned a lot, and I appreciate the conversation with you, Tony. And definitely, Peter, grateful. Thank you guys for both letting me be on the show and be able to interact and share information.
Yeah.
Our pleasure.
Yeah. It's been fantastic, guys, and thank you so very, very much. For you guys out there, the best place to find me is on Twitter at Peter Elvidge. That's PETERELVIDGE, all one word. Or you can find me connected to the Perseverance Network, which is a part of Seeing Beneath the Surface. You can also find Seeing Beneath the Surface on many different platforms, including iTunes, Google Play, all those great different places, including YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and all those other great social media platforms as well. We are continuously growing an audience and continuously growing networks. That is a fantastic thing. Thank you to all of you guys out there and you guys being a part of the show tonight. But this has been episode 22 of Seeing Beneath the Surface. It was a fantastic show, guys. Thank you so very, very much. We look forward to you guys tuning in to the next show. We look forward to you, Lang, too, coming back for a future show. That'd be fantastic.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Thank you. Have a great night, guys.
Okay, thanks, Pete. Right, have a good night. Good night, gentlemen.
Okay. Thank you. Likewise.
Bye-bye.